Hello, 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 and welcome to CKCU 93.1 FM. This is the Velvet Studio, Ottawa's queer media, and we're coming at you from the capital. Now, of course, Ottawa has been a buzz, as has been most of the rest of the country, over the upcoming election. We are a campus station here, and there is a line almost out the door for the voting booth. So, of course, if you can get out and vote, there are plenty of locations available at the moment where that is a possibility. So, yes, have your voice heard and, you know, really make an impact on this year's election. It should be a great, great time. Today's show, we will be joined a little later on by the co-host, Sebastian Plant. However, we will be discussing the election insofar as it relates to the LGBT plus community. So that's lesbian, gay, bi, trans. And then there's been a lot of issues that have come up that do relate to this community. And most notably, some folks may be aware of the candidates who have recently had to step down. Of course, the Conservatives will now be having a ghost candidate as a result of one that was recently forced out of the Conservative Party. And likewise, the NDP similarly also had a candidate who was facing criticisms for possible homophobia. So there's definitely a lot of content. We're looking at a record-breaking possible 21 MP candidates running in this year's election, which would dwarf last year's elected MP count for the openly GLBT community. And we'll be getting into whether or not that's important or relevant, or why that is important and relevant, in just a few minutes. We'll also be looking at how this election has really highlighted a much broader debate around identity documents. In particular, Elections Canada, in Edmonton in particular, released their voter ID cards to some trans folks with the wrong name. In particular, it highlighted their birth name, which of course caused considerable concern. So we are going to be looking at all of those issues as they come up. But before we get into that, we'll be playing some Canadian content today for sure. And we're starting off with Diamond Rings, who is a fantastic artist based out of Toronto. With the first of the two tracks we're playing for him today is called Everything Speaks. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Velvet Studio.
my vision. I know when to show my pride. I know when to keep it hidden. Everything speaks far and wide. 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 Everything speaks.
I'm just made.
Hello and welcome back to Sick ACU 93.1 FM. And we'll be discussing today LGBT issues as they relate to the election, which is very exciting as a topic, and we are certainly looking forward to covering that. You know, let's start off, first of all, with Elections Canada itself. Now, of course, if you have any questions or you want to join in the conversation, as I mentioned earlier, my co-host for today, Sebastian Plante, will be in a little later in the show, and we will be continuing our conversation in more detail there. But in the meantime, if you'd like to join in, we are obviously taking tweets at Velvet Studio One, or you can contact us here directly at the station. We are just essentially analysing in a public affairs kind of way news stories relating to the LGBT community and the election. We're not particularly propagating any side. That's not the responsibility of this show. However, let's look first and foremost at Elections Canada itself, who appears to have been accidentally outing trans people. Angie Reid of the Trans Equality Society of Alberta was particularly shocked, and this is where it came to the really the fore of people's attention when they were received, when she received her voter ID card with the wrong name. She, when speaking to Vice News, said, you know, when you're transitioning, it can be a vulnerable time and it takes time and money to change your identity documents. Then again, forces us to reveal secrets we might otherwise not wanted to. Of course, the voter ID cards have the names pretty pretty prominently on it. You know, they've sent out 26 million voter registration cards ahead of the election, and they do admit that there will be, of course, some errors. You know, and this is one of those things where, you know, having trans folks with the ability and the ease to be able to change their identity documents is incredibly important. I mean, you could be rather happily living your life as the way you want it to be lived in the trans experience, and then have Elections Canada, of all people, you know, it provide your birth name, which can be incredibly traumatic for some folks. So it's certainly a huge area of concern, it needs to be done federally. This really does tie back to Bill C-279. Of course, some folks who have been long-time listeners of this show may recall, as we've been discussing this particular bill ad nauseum for rather a while, some folks may recall that C-279 was the Gender Identity and Gender Expression Bill. I believe it was then just whittled down to the Gender Expression Bill. This bill passed the House of Commons with support from the Liberals, the NDP, and members of the Conservative Party. I think there was about, I want to say 14, but I may not be correct on that, who crossed the floor and voted in favour what was seen as a bill to essentially reaffirm and protect trans folks. What the bill would have done is added trans identity to the federal hate crimes legislation, so you can be actually, if you commit a serious crime against somebody who identifies as trans, there can be hate crime sentencing factors applied to that. So this would have been a great win. It would have helped to have a chilling effect on folks who may be considering trans hate crimes. It would have also added the trans identities to the human rights legislation, and would have really opened up a lot of doors. It's important to note that when this is passing its way through the Senate, that what most people see as the real benefit of this legal change, which, by the way, did not happen, I'll get into that in a minute, the real benefit of this legal change is not necessarily that, you know, fantastic, trans rights, it's on the human rights code, excellent, that's great news. The real benefit is how that's then seen and implemented. If you look within Ontario, the Ontario Human Rights Commission has released a very extensive guideline for companies, organizations, and just general folks for how best to be more accessible for people who are trans, and just really some legal guidelines. It's quite a hefty document. And it's that tool which was created which is really important here. And now it's worth noting that, you know, a lot of people go, you know, this is 21st century Canada. We're talking 2015 here. You know, we're not rounding up trans people. That's crazy talk. You know, but they do not have the same protections. There are a couple of provinces where they are not protected provincially, although I think now we might be down only to one. And people forget about federally regulated industries. For example, this very station here that I'm currently speaking to you at is regulated by the federal government. And as such, trans folks who would want to work in radio, for example, would not have the same level of legal protections as other folks. However, if they wanted to work in the newspaper industry, then they would be fine. So I think it's important to know that, you know, there has to be an equality before the law, and C-279 really aimed to do that. The reason why I get into this is it has been a bit of a torchlight for the election. I'm considering playing a quick clip where Elizabeth May speaks to why it's such a priority in an interview with Daily Extra. However, before I get into that, the NDP and the Liberals have also stated that they would be in support of bringing back some kind of solution to C-270. Now, Paul Dewar here in Ottawa, who is the NDP's foreign affairs critic, said during the debate in Ottawa that, of course, they would bring it back. It was originally an NDP bill. It was brought forward by NDP MP Randall Garrison, and unfortunately it died in the Senate. But the NDP is certainly behind it. The Green Party, as I'll mention in a second with Elizabeth May, also very much behind it. And then we also have here in Ottawa, referring to the same debate that happened with McKenna, who said that, they also seem to be in support of bringing that bill back in one concept or another. And for folks who may not be familiar, the bill underwent a series of changes as it was passing through in order to be able to gain the support of Conservative members of the last Parliament in order to make sure it did pass the House of Commons, which it did, which is fantastic news. Unfortunately, it was stalled and then died on the order paper after over 2 years of sitting at the back of a drawer in the Senate. So it's important that we don't allow with the next Parliament, we don't allow for it to be stalled quite as long. I think it was stalled more in the Senate than the bill had actually been alive at the House of Commons. So it's definitely a travesty that I unfortunately don't have the information on the Conservative position on Bill C-279. As we are aware, some members of the Conservative Party had previously supported C-279, the bill for transgender rights. However, it's not immediately evident to myself, and I've not been able to locate queer media with reference to it. But it's important to note what we do have is that in the 41st Parliament, Stephen Harper himself actually voted against C-279. Elizabeth May voted in favour, Tom McLean voted in favour. Unfortunately, Justin Trudeau wasn't there, so we don't have his voting record for that, which is, you know, obviously a bit unfortunate, but of course we can only work with what we've got. So, C-279, very important. Anyway, this is Elizabeth May talking about why she finds it so important. This is an interview from the Daily Extra, which we'll just get to in a second. Apparently, here we go. Yes, here we go. 7-9
died in the Senate. Is the Green Party committed to reintroducing that bill, specifically with the without the exemptions that were introduced?
I don't think there's any doubt at all that that bill will pass into law very soon in the new parliament. I can't see any chance that the incoming members of parliament, we will be a majority combined of NDP, Liberal and Greens. And we all supported that bill in its first passage through the House of Commons. The difficulty is in the Senate, and I think this time around we'll be able to make sure that there is support within the Senate for what the House of Commons has passed.
Now, of course, this does speak very specifically to the fact that it was also supported by members of the Conservative Party. Unfortunately, we don't have access to recordings of the other leaders discussing this, but we will try and find it. And if you are aware of footage of the other leaders discussing this specific topic, please let me know. Now, the interesting thing that's come up recently is that Pride Winnipeg, Winnipeg Racing, of course, in Manitoba. Pride Winnipeg is one of the largest Pride festivals in Canada. It is comparable, if not bigger, than Ottawa Pride, which recently saw 110,000 people show up, although I do believe the 2015 festival was slightly larger. What they have done is launched an online campaign trying to encourage members of the GLBT community to go out, all caps, to vote. So it's hashtag out to vote 2015, which, you know, is pretty interesting. They know a couple of interesting polls here. According to the National Post, 74% of non-identifying LGBT people say they know somebody who is. 5% identify as LGBTQ in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. And 10% of those are aged between 18 and 32. You may be interested to know that next week we are interviewing Simon LeVay, talking about how people are actually homosexual. And he, as a neuroscientist, has some interesting analysis of the actual numbers of percentage of the community that really makes up the LGBT community. So, yes, it's important to have that in mind. So they have on their website called, it's obviously at pridewinnipeg.com, and it's easy to find. You know, and it's, we're looking at, they seem to have broken down the voting records of various bills that relate to homosexuality. For example, C-150, which was in 68-69, decriminalizing homosexuality. That also had conservative support, as well as the Liberals and the NDP at the time. And then we got the Marriage Equality Bill, which came out in 2005, Bill C-38, which had support from the Bloc, some of the Conservatives, the Liberals and the NDP. And then when it comes to C-279, you know, the Bloc voted entirely in favour. 12% of the Conservatives voted in favour, 100% of the Greens, 100% of the Independent, and 100% of the Liberals, and 100% of the NDP. And, you know, if you are living in a riding that may become conservative or is predominantly conservative, and, you know, trans rights is an issue that that affects you, then certainly contact your local MP if and when they are elected. And make those opinions heard. It's important, and we've seen great progression of LGBT rights. So yes, check it out, especially if you're listening to this show in Winnipeg, which might happen. But yes, Winnipeg Pride has encouraged people to vote. Now it's worth mentioning that charities and not-for-profit organizations, in particularly charities, cannot actually lobby any one group or a political platform over another as part of a charitable act. So Pride Winnipeg is insisting they simply compiled the records and made them available. So yeah, check it out. It'll be very interesting. Anyways, we have only just scratched the top of this conversation. And I know you're all super excited for me to keep discussing this, but we're going to take a little bit of a break. And we're going to be playing a local band, The Fevers, which are actually one of my favourite bands. And this is their song, Dance Cry Dance. Actually, a little earlier, we heard a second song from Diamond Rings. think it's Everything Sings. It was anyway. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Velvet Studio.
I'm on a roll. Just to